This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We never got to this yesterday, but we were Monday's show, Gator, and you were out MLK Day, and I did a topic of things that I saw from the playoff weekends that I was envious of, things that I wish the Lions had. And there was some of it was like Debo Samuel, obvious one, Tampa Bay speed at linebacker, things like that. The quarterbacks was kind of the easy answer. So we were looking for other things. And one of the things I said was an outdoor playoff stadium. Like I the idea of hosting a playoff game outdoors in January really, really appealed to me. And I don't think everybody in Detroit would love that. I would. You would. I don't. You wouldn't, right?
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't. Look, I don't mind occasionally being in the elements for big games when things get a little south. I've certainly been there for Michigan State games when it's been either pouring rain or a sleet. A couple years ago when it was just freezing cold and there was snow on the ground in Ann Arbor. Once in a while, I'm fine with, but no, I don't enjoy it at all.
So I think it'd be great if Detroit had an outdoor stadium. Ford Field, the one thing that Ford Field has is the sound reverberation off the roof does make it. I think someday, if the Lions were ever good, this would be considered the loudest field in football. Seattle gets so much attention. I've been in a lot of venues and down on fields, and it's been really, really cool. Nothing has been as loud as that. I can't remember if it was a Monday night or Sunday night game against Chicago, the Javid Best right. game. That was piercing sound. Like, that was incredibly loud.
It was loud.
And didn't the Chicago have like nine false starts?
There were a bunch of pre-snap penalties, yeah.
Yeah, and I think, unfortunately, the football team has never warranted that kind of atmosphere, you know, becomes a thing we'd see regularly. But still, I'm envious of these outdoor stadiums. Kang wanted to take it the next level. You wanted to go next step with it.
Yeah, I think Super Bowl should start embracing the outdoor cold weather cities. Like, I know Detroit doesn't count because it's not outdoor, but like the New York Super Bowl, right? I think Chicago should be able to get a Super Bowl. Even if you want to do Tennessee, I know it's not as cold there, but it could rain, could be a factor. The reason for this is, and I understand where you come from, Gator. I do it. Like, you don't want outside elements.
Well, that's part
of the game.
I didn't even get to that part, but that's the main thing, is that I hate when the elements play a role in who's going to win a championship.
I understand that.
I want ideal conditions for a championship game. Let's level the playing field as much as possible.
I understand that, and I used to be like you. But the more I thought about it, it makes no sense, because if we're going to play regular season games that all affect whether who goes to the playoffs, you know, who wins playoff games, because Green Bay is getting a playoff home game and Buffalo has before, then why wouldn't the championship game also have that possibility? It just doesn't make any sense. Like, this isn't like, hey, we've been playing 70-degree weather football all season long, and then all of a sudden we're going to play in the snow for the Super Bowl. No, this has been going on all year long, so why should it change for the Super Bowl? So I think it's only fair and it only makes sense that there's the possibility of weather conditions, whether it be snow, rain, wind, or perfect conditions for the Super Bowl. It just makes complete sense to me.
I mean, I think it makes complete sense the other way. It's played at a neutral site. If it's played at not a neutral site, so be it. But they've set it up that this is how it is. Neutral site game, they try to make the – it's not always ideal conditions, but you try to do that. They've had it in warm weather situations. It's about getting people from all over the country to go to that spot.
Well, I don't care
about that
part.
And this is where people
–
well, but others do.
I know why.
But don't say it doesn't make sense. I mean, that's insulting.
No, it doesn't
make sense. Well, but that's insulting when you say that it doesn't make sense.
New York is a neutral site.
Yeah.
They've had a neutral site.
And they've had a Super Bowl.
He's not insulting, like, the Orange Bowl. He's not insulting the Super Bowl.
When he says something like, it doesn't make sense, it's insulting to people that don't have a problem with it, like me. It's a little insulting when you say that.
I don't think so. I'm
the one who's being insulted, so I have the say-so.
I can't help
so
if you're insulted or not, but I'm not trying to insult you. I don't think it's insulting. Because, like, let's say, for example, in basketball, we play indoors, right? Every condition is the same. The three-point line is the same distance, whether it's in Chicago, Detroit, or L.A. The NBA Finals wouldn't all of a sudden be played outdoors on the beach in California. Because the whole season's been played. This is how it's been played. So if you're playing outdoor elements for the whole regular season of football, why wouldn't that?
Well, there's lots of apples and oranges when you compare them to other sports. That's the problem. Because with baseball, hockey, and basketball, they're all about series to get to the final, to get to the win. They're playing home and away. They're not playing neutral sites. The NFL, it's a one-off. These are playoff games, and then you get to the Super Bowl, and it's done. I think that's it's different the way that they've set it up, and that's how it is.
I mean, we clearly disagree, but Doug, I think you might agree with this point. It's why I think it's bullcrap the SEC gets to play all their bowl games in the great weather conditions when Michigan State, Ohio State, they play during the weather, right, for either Big Ten championship or whatever it is.
The Big Ten championship's played.
I know,
but
if they moved it to an outdoor stadium or whatever.
Which, the idea of expansion of the playoffs, look, I'll find a silver lining in anything that I don't necessarily like with almost anything, but that would be one of the silver linings if they played on campus sites and Alabama had to come up and play a playoff game in a Big Ten town. Now, I would assume that a Big Ten team would finish ahead of Alabama, but I'd love to see an SEC team have to come play in a home stadium of a Big Ten team in the elements. God, I'd love it. I mean, Big Ten teams, everybody knows what happens in November. And do I think it should be part of deciding the championship? I don't see why not. First of all these games are played almost always closer to the fan base in the Southeast. Or even if you play a Pac-12 team, you have a better chance of playing them in Arizona or the Rose Bowl than you do of playing them in Indianapolis. It was cool that they came to Indy this year. That was awesome. And I hope that they continue to expand and look at places like Minnesota and Ford Field, but even Chicago. I mean, I would have no problems with those games being played outside. And I think it would be a nice equalizer to see for those of us here in the Midwest to see some of those games played outside. Now, the fan experience shouldn't be dismissed. Like when I say I'm jealous of watching that game at Cincinnati or watching that game at Buffalo, and I wish we had that in Detroit, I'm not the person paying for the ticket. Like I'm not the person that it affects. It affects 65,000 or 75,000 fans in an outdoor stadium more than they may hate it. So I don't know. Would Detroiters want an outdoor stadium? Would they prefer an outdoor stadium? Are they jealous of seeing Green Bay hosting any outdoors? And then the other thing is, do you think the indoor stadium has any way impacted the Lions? Has it made them soft?
No, I don't think it's made them soft. I think the organization as a whole, we don't have to go over this again, but it's been bad. I think playing inside when they have a good team is an advantage for the Lions. There's no question it's an advantage for the Lions when they're good. You mentioned that Bears game, how loud it was, and all the pre-snap penalties. Being at the Silverdome, if you were there for a playoff game, it was deafening.
Yep.
How loud it got. And frankly, just the Silverdome in general was deafening. Even with bad teams, it was loud. So it's an advantage for the Lions. Lions definitely have home field advantage. They need the team to be good to take advantage of the home field advantage. Right now, it's not a completely dormant fan base. It's been a very patient fan base that we have here in Detroit. But when they have something to root for and something to cheer about,
it's
incredible.
Ford Field could be a huge story in the NFL. It could be a huge story in the NFL. It's just like this building that's sitting there waiting for the roof to get blown off the thing,
right.
Figuratively, not literally. I'm not talking about literally being a proponent of an outdoor stadium, but
which you don't,
it would be so loud.
Which you don't hear about with Minnesota. You don't hear that about Indianapolis. You don't hear it with the indoor stadiums. But in Detroit, you do. They do talk about it.
Because it was one time.
Well, and back where they played in the Dome, the Silverdome, it was loud.
Sean on a cell, you're on 97.1. Hi, Sean.
Yeah, 100% agree with Kane. Like, when teams from up north go down south, you always hear about, oh, they're cramping up because they don't prepare for that kind of stuff, right? But it's the same thing. Like, Green Bay is the number one seed in the playoffs. It should go through Green Bay, 100%. You think Matthew Stafford wants to go there? No.
Well, you're talking about something completely different.
He has one there.
Hold on a second. Sean, you're talking about something completely different. Because I'll get on board if you want to say the number one seed gets home field advantage, the Super Bowl is going to be played at their stadium. Okay, I think it makes it interesting.
Well, you know what that would do? That would cut back on number one seed sitting their players for the last game of the regular season.
That would make things interesting. But when you determine it's going to be in a neutral site, then why wouldn't you prepare for having it at the best elements possible?
Well, I remember the Super Bowl of Chicago and Peyton Manning when it was pouring rain out the entire game.
Yep.
That limited Peyton Manning in that game, right?
Miami.
I would imagine.
Miami. Yeah, it was a game that... It's funny because I remember in the wake when that game was over, the media that was there reporting that the writers wrote about how much the rain impacted the game. And apparently the broadcast barely touched it. Like I said, yeah, it's raining. But it was a huge part of that game.
Yeah, there are times when it has been affected, but they try to limit that as much as possible.
Let's go to Jay in Detroit. Hi, Jay.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up?
I got to disagree with Gator because I feel like he's saying that it's like equal footing. He wants the championship game to be fair for both teams, but it's not. Some teams are built for elements. Buffalo is built to play in Buffalo. So it's actually working against certain teams that have to build for elements. Then when you play in a perfect condition, it actually goes against the way you built your team. So it's kind of not fair all the time. So if you look at Green Bay, you look at Buffalo, you look at Chicago, they have to build their whole roster based on we got to play outside for half the, in the winter. So that's our advantage.
And how is that built? How is that roster built exactly? Because you don't think Josh Allen is just as effective elsewhere?
No, I'm not just – I mean, Josh Allen's a great quarterback in my opinion, but I'm just saying the mentality, all of that that goes into it, I feel like that is a part of how teams build their team, knowing, A, why do people want it to go through Green Bay? Why is it such a big deal? Because of the elements. Because
I don't think teams are built that way. I think that attitude or that mentality happens when you're there. I don't think they seek out players that want to be outdoors.
I disagree. I think they build teams certain ways, depending. Like, I think who was it before was it Patricia or whoever? They said, hey, half your games are indoors. You build an indoor team or more suited for indoor because half your games are there. It just only makes sense. If you're Green Bay, Chicago, Buffalo, and you want to build a team that wants to just run the ball, slow down the game, grind it out, half your games are there. So that's why I'm saying it's not fair for those teams. I mean, they know what they're getting themselves into. This isn't something new, okay? But there's zero chance for snow or wind or elements because when it comes to Super Bowl, it's going to be 65, 70 degrees, perfect conditions. When they built their team to play in cold weather.
I don't know if teams are built for – they're either running teams or passing teams. And if you want to label a running team as built for cold weather, I wouldn't agree with that. I think you build your team around what players you have, not because of the stadium you play in. It's not baseball where you're looking at like Comerica Park. You've got the vast outfield. You're building it for speed and for defense and for pitching.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.